Five candidates competing for two seats on Butte County's Board of Supervisors faced off in a sedate and largely civil forum Wednesday evening in Chico. Though representing different points on the political spectrum, and despite some past acrimony, there were considerable points of agreement about priorities and the challenges facing local government. NSPR's Mark Albert reports.
Organized by the local League of Women Voters chapter, the forum at Marsh Junior High School featured all five candidates in a round-robin format. Three of them, Bob Evans, Tammy Ritter, and Norm Rosine, are seeking to succeed Maureen Kirk in District 3. Meanwhile, incumbent Larry Wall is trying to hold back newcomer Deborah Lucero in District 2. In a mix of statements and questions, candidates weighed in on issues common throughout the North State: public safety, marijuana, poverty, economic development, housing prices, and water policy. They all agreed money is in short supply. Without more of it, don't expect faster response time from deputies, fewer potholes, or major improvements in any of the on-the-ground government services the county delivers on a roughly $500 million annual budget. Bob Evans kind of summed up the mood, saying there isn't money for new initiatives.
The county is on a very, very tight budget. In fact, it's getting tighter as the year goes on. Revenues are going up, but expenses are going up faster.
Newcomer and dentist vintner Norm Rosine acknowledged that scarce revenue is forcing tough choices.
It comes down to prioritizing every single item in the county budget. Right now, we're pretty much bare bones. Where do you cut when you've already cut so much?
Nevertheless, Rosine proposed that financial issues could be at least partially alleviated by digging even further on the same side of the ledger.
Some programs, maybe you could cut them back. I don't know if you have to eliminate a program to gather another program, but perhaps you can reduce a program and make it more efficient.
Despite laments about law enforcement response times, seemingly annual battles over keeping fire stations staffed and libraries open, the candidates certainly have a read on voters. None of the three competing for District 3 even mentioned taxes. Like Evans and Rosine, Tammy Ritter talked about finding efficiencies.
I don't suggest that we cut any programs, regardless of whether we want to add new ones.
Instead, she suggested finding and eliminating programs that duplicate services already provided by municipalities within the county. Housing prices and scarcity, long a topic of lament elsewhere in California, has become more of an issue locally in recent years. Asked how they could realistically impact broader economic forces and whether that involved easing development restrictions, candidates mostly pointed fingers and hedged, with conservatives Evans and Wall blaming Sacramento.
The price of the homes here in Butte County is already approaching $315,000.
Incumbent supervisor Larry Wall.
And the reason for that is there's not enough land being utilized for building for homes. We need to make more land available. I don't support changing the green line, but we need to find other areas where housing can be done.
Evans largely echoed Wall's point, and Rosine called for repurposing marginal grazing land. Deborah Lucero called for the production of some lower-cost, smaller dwellings, along with encouraging more apartment buildings within existing towns to limit sprawl.
I think we need to go up in Chico and not continue to spread out. We are running out of land, and I am a protector of the Green Line. I absolutely believe in the Green Line.
It's almost certain that the Lucero Wall contest will be resolved June 5th. The other race featuring Evans, Ritter, and Rosine may not be resolved until November. But if one of the three achieves a majority in next month's balloting, there'll be no November runoff. The election, which could signal a slight change in course for local politics here and elsewhere, will be held June 5th. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.